Skagway could be the next non-smoking town, joining the likes of Whitehorse, Juneau, Haines, and Petersburg if the Assembly votes yes on the idea. The borough is in the process of drafting an ordinance that would outlaw smoking in public places within the municipality's borders. Tara Bicknell has more from Skagway.
Skagway residents want more input on a proposed no-smoking ordinance before it's introduced to the Assembly in January. Last month, the town's Health, Education, and Welfare Committee recommended the law to the Assembly.
Well, I guess I've just gotten to the point where I think it's really affecting us.
Assemblywoman Colette Hisman is the chair of that group. Assemblyman Tim Cochran also sits on the Health Committee, which seeks resident input as it drafts a no-smoking ordinance that'll appear on the January 6th Assembly agenda for introduction.
It's an emotional issue. There's a lot of passion on each side.
The ordinance, as it looks now, is based on several other enacted rules, like those in Anchorage and Haines. But unlike many other locations, Skagway is not sending the decision to the voters. At this point, it'll be up to the Borough Assembly to decide if the habit will be illegal in most indoor spaces and some outdoor space. However, the extent of the possible prohibition is still up for discussion. A series of public meetings began the second week of December with residents and business owners speaking for and against the idea. They also offered suggestions for how the ordinance could be written to best fit Skagway.
It's a safety hazard. We have boardwalks and we have turn-of-the-century buildings. It's all dry wood. And we've had several fires in the boardwalk or some of the buildings because someone was careless with a cigarette.
No smoking signs wouldn't be new to the gateway to the Klondike. Some businesses have decided on their own to discourage smoking under their roofs. The Red Onion Saloon is one of them and went non-smoking about 5 years ago. Owner Jan Rentmore says she hopes the borough passes the law so other businesses go smoke-free too.
I was afraid that sales would fall off. The employees were worried about their tips. And in the end, it worked out really well for us. And our evenings are still very strong. People stand outside and smoke, and I regret not having done it sooner.
But at least two Assembly members, including Cochran, say they cannot support the ordinance because it gives the borough too much control over private business.
I have a problem with government going in and legislating a private owner of a private company to say he can or can't do something in the on his own property. Now, if it's a public area, by all means, that should be non-smoking.
Other residents and borough representatives are worried about the burden of enforcing a law that could incriminate people for lighting up. A big job for a tiny town that's also a major cruise ship port.
5,000 to 10,000 people milling around in those first 4 or 5 blocks of Broadway. We have 4 policemen. Local people could say, hey, you need to put that out, and you're probably going to stare at, like, who are you?
Skagway would, however, be following in the footsteps of several other cruise ship ports in Southeast Alaska if they choose to enact the proposed law. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Tara Bicknell.